This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. On the second day of his visit to Assam, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a plenary session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 summit this morning. Earlier, the Prime Minister stated that the northeastern states will reach new heights of development through his government's efforts. Speaking at the Jhumoy Binandini program in Guwahati in Assam last evening, Mr. Modi said that there was a time when the development of Assam and the Northeast was neglected. He said that now he himself has become the brand ambassador of Northeast culture. Prime Minister Modi has said that his vision is to ensure presence of at least one product grown by Indian farmers in every kitchen of the world. He said that his government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting exports, processing and marketing of agricultural products. Mr. Modi was addressing a public meeting at Bhagalpur after releasing the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme to 9 crore 80 lakh farmers. He released an amount of 22,700 crore rupees as financial assistance.
Mera to sapna hai. कि दुनिया की हर रसोई में भारत के किसान का उगाया कोई न कोई उत्पाद होना ही चाहिए इस वर्ष के बजट ने भी इसी विजन को आगे बढ़ाया है
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड द राइज ऑफ इंडिया विल टेक प्लेस फ्रॉम द ईस्ट एंड बिहार विल बी अ रोबस्ट पिलर इन इट In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi said this is the first time in the history of the country that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. Mr. Modi said this is the best time to invest in Madhya Pradesh. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has emphasized the goal to achieve net zero carbon emissions for Indian Railways with 100% electrification slated for completion in the financial year 2025-26. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a five-day visit to three states starting today. The president will travel to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat during her visit, which will conclude on the 1st of March. On the first day of her visit, the president will grace the centenary celebrations of the Patna Medical College in Patna, Bihar. A group of participants in the Conference for Women Peacekeepers of the Global South called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the participants, the president emphasized that the presence of women in a peacekeeping mission makes it more diverse and inclusive. The women peacekeepers are in New Delhi to participate in the first ever conference on the theme Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective, starting today. President Draupadi Murmu has said that officers of Indian Audit and Account Service and Railway Services play a crucial role in making India a developed nation by 2047. The president said this while addressing a group of officer trainees at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The president advised officers to keep in mind the provisions of the Indian Constitution, which is the basis of the entire institution of the Controller and Auditor General of India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India has always played an active role in the global promotion and protection of human rights. Addressing the 58th session of UN Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said that India's approach has been centered on building capacity and strengthening human resources and infrastructure in alignment with the priorities of its partners. The conservative Christian Democrats have won Germany's national election, putting them on track to lead the next coalition government according to provisional results. The outcome means the party's leader, Friedrich Merz, will likely be Germany's next chancellor. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy, New Zealand defeated Bangladesh by 5 wickets in their Group A match in Rawalpindi last night. As a result of this win, both Pakistan and Bangladesh have been knocked out of the tournament, while India and New Zealand have sealed their berths in the semi-finals.